So a little bit of an introduction. If you ask the man on the street, what's a soita? He's going to tell you it's a married woman whose husband was suspicious that she was having a relationship with another man. He warned her and said, "Al tisteri amish ploini. Do not put yourself in a compromised position with that man because I'm going to be concerned that maybe something happened." She didn't listen. There's a whole series of psukim in the Torah that deals with how we're supposed to now go about and treat this woman. Now, the truth is that that answer is a good answer. But the more accurate answer to what a soita is that there are really two types of soitas. There's a vadai soita and there's a safik soita. A vadai soita is a married woman that was mezana beratzen. An eshes ish that's mezana beratzen is a soita. What's the halach of a soita? Number one, she's aser to now live with her husband. She's aser to ever live with the man that she was mezana with. She'll never be allowed to eat truma. And by the way, she's chayv karis for what she did. And if there was hasra, she's going to be chayv misas bezdin as well. A safik soita is a woman where we don't know for sure that she was mezana, but we only have a safik that she was mezana. Now, a very important point in terms of understanding the Masechta, and certainly understanding the lumdus of the Masechta, you would think that a safik soita is any situation where there's a safik regarding a woman. She may be a soita, she may not be a soita. So just like you have safik chelev, and you have sfeikis that permeate all areas of halacha, you would think a safik soita is where there's a safik, there's a tzad, maybe she's a soita. Two edim said she was mezana, but there's also a safik and a tzad that maybe she's not a soita. Two edim said that she was not a mezana. Where there's a safik in the traditional and conventional sense, whether a woman's a soita or not, she does not have the status of a safik saita. In fact, she's considered 100% mutter to be with her husband. And the reason is, this is chazakah 101, because a woman is presumed to have a chazakah that she's an ishak sheira, meaning she was a mezana, that she's mutter to her husband. And as a result, if there would merely be a safik regarding a woman, whether she's a saita or not, the halach is she'd be 100% unequivocally mutter. What then is the safik soita of the Torah? The safik soita of the Torah is a very unique situation, as we mentioned moments ago. And that is, there was a married woman, her husband was suspicious that maybe there's a relationship that she's having with another man. He warned her, what we know as kinoi, the hasra, the warning was, do not find yourself in a situation with this man where I'm going to have good reason to assume that maybe my suspicions are correct. She did not listen to her husband. She did what's known as stira. She ended up in a closed room. Stira is a state of yichud together with this man. In that case, the Torah says we have to be concerned that maybe she was mezana. It's then that she's considered a safik soita. Now, the truth is, it's a chiddush because we just said that every time there's a safik soita, even though based on the laws and the rules and regulations of sveikis, we should be concerned, but she has a chazaka that says she's mutter. In this case, really, she also has a chazaka that says she's mutter. Just because there was kinui and stira, just because she was warned and she didn't listen to the warning, that's suddenly a reason for us to look away from the chazaka. It's a chiddush. It's the first chiddush that you find in the parish of Saita, but it's a fact. And that is that a regular traditional Safik Saita is not considered a Safik at all based on the laws of Chazakis. In the event that there was a Kinei and a Stira, there the Torah says that we have to be concerned, and as a result, we now treat her as a Safik Saita. So what's the halach of a Safik Saita? So these are all psukim that I mentioned in Parshas Nasa. The Torah says the husband's supposed to take his wife, bring her up to the Beis HaMikdash, present her in front of the Kayin. When she comes before the Kayin, the Kohen is going to make her swear that she is innocent. Additionally, she's going to bring a carbon. The carbon was a carbon mincha, known as the minchas kanois. Additionally, the Kohen would take mayim, known as the mayim hama'arim, mix it with afar from the Beis HaMikdash, take the mayim, erase a parsha in the Torah that has in it Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's going to be a mechikas Hashem. She's going to then drink the water, and the water is going to tell us whether she was mezana or whether she wasn't mezana. If she was mezana, v'tzofsof spitna, she dies miraculously on the spot. If she was innocent, not only does she not die, she gets to go home, live happily ever after, and she gets tremendous bracha, because achosha b'ksheirim gets tremendous brachas, so that really there was so much at stake. On the one hand, there's literally misa at stake. On the other hand, there's chayim aruchim, chayim shal shalom, chayim shal toiva, chayim shal bracha, and that's really the way the whole situation presented itself. Now, one of the chidushim of the parsha of Saita is that in the event that you have a woman that's an established suffix Saita, meaning there was kinoy and there was stira, and then an Eid Echad comes and says that I know that this woman was mezana, the halach is we believe the Eid Echad. Why is that a chiddush? Because ordinarily, when it comes to davar sheba erva, the rule is ein davar sheba erva pachas mishnayim. Just like dinei mamonis requires two edim, dinei nefashis requires two edim, because a reshava davar mimamon, we learn that davar sheba erva also requires two edim. Stating that, the Gemara is going to say that being that there's a raglayim l'davar, there's already reason for us to assume that maybe something happened by virtue of the kinui and the stira. You take the kinui and the stira, and you throw on top of that an eid echad, so then the eid echad is going to tip the scale, and we are going to assume for sure, midda iraisa, that this woman was really mezana. So again, let's reframe the question. We're learning Masechta Saita. The topic of the Masechta is obviously the Saita. What's the Saita? It depends. Saita Vaday or Saita Safik? A Saita Vaday is an Ishas Ish that was mezana tachas baila. She's also Labal, she's also Labail, she's also Lechel Betruma, she's Chayv Karis and Mises Bezdin if there was Hasra. Suffolk Saita is a very, very specific case where there's a Suffolk, maybe she was a Saita, but don't come up with our own creative scenarios of what the Suffolk might have been. It has to be Dafka, the Suffolk that's prescribed by the Torah, meaning there was Kinoi and there was Stira. If there was Kinoi and there was Stira, then she is going to have the halacha of a Suffolk Saita and all the dinim of the Torah, the Parshas Nasai, is going to apply.